Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Yo, Grant. What's up? What's up? It's Noel.
Hey, Noel, what's going on, dude?
It's been an interesting day just getting things together. Just pretty much a ton of crap just to follow up on, kind of catch up on about 100, 120 or so deals in various stages. So that mixed with meetings and other fun stuff like that. But, man, how you doing? How was your holiday?
I'm doing good. I had a real good holiday. Friends came down from college, ones I were roommates with, and we had a really good time just doing everything in San Diego. That's fun. And then last month, you know, with On Deck, we hit a record, I think, of funded deals. So, yeah, I mean, times have been pretty good.
Yeah, man, I was very thrilled to see that, and I mean, like, then the pipeline's still bursting with plenty of good stuff still left too, which is even more positive. So the fact that we didn't even, you know, kind of blow out the pipeline is, you know, always a great sign too. So I mean, obviously I was talking to Will just kind of when I was on leave too, just like, oh, I think you guys are going to do it. He's like, I don't know if we will. And then you guys came through the last 50K deal on the last day of the month to cross 2 million, which is, you know, great. I've only had a couple of partners that have gotten to that level before, so was really, you know, pretty exciting to watch. And yeah, man, I think it's the new standard right here. I mean, and again, your pipeline is bursting right now, so that's more exciting than anything else too. So I'm how did you guys end
absolutely.
Up overall? I'm assuming you guys probably had one of your best months.
Yeah, I think it was the best month. We did 5 mil in new originations and then 3 mil in renewals, so 8 mil total.
Wow, not fucking bad. And that's what's even better is that it's more new than renewal. Just that means just more for the future.
Yeah, exactly. So the renewals board has really been growing, especially with Soraya being in charge as a renewal specialist, and now we have a new summer intern, and he's begun to help as well. And I just see that renewals now are going up, you know, month after month, hopefully.
Nice. Yeah, I think Matt DeBell was telling me that he loves Soraya, so you know, Soraya, and like they worked well together. And
I saw the email from, so is he going to be working full-time later on, like in the, or is it just for the summer kind of, like summer job out of college kind of thing? Potentially, yeah. He goes to UCSD, which is like down the street, and so, you know, closer to that time, we'll see if he's maybe able to work a little bit more part-time and give him a few more responsibilities. We definitely could use the help on the credit end over at Cardiff, so.
I hear that. Are you guys in, you know, like, the new office now? Or, like, I know you guys are in, like, a new office, and sales is in the same office? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have two sales offices and then one operations office. And the operations office is pretty dang nice. It's an open concept now, and we have a big conference room with a large TV. So we're able to have more efficient meetings and present better. And so, it's been a real nice transition having our own office in our separate space from sales.
Nice. Yeah, that way you get a little bit of separation from people nudging you guys, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and I don't want to attribute our amazing month last month to the fact that we are now in a better location, but maybe it had a little something to do with it.
Where is it located in relation to the old office? Is it in the same area?
Just down the hall, but that's all we needed.
Okay. So just in the same building I was at. Okay, nice.
Yeah, totally. You're coming back soon,
good
right?
Good deal. Yeah, so I'll be booking my tickets shortly. I'm just trying to figure out now with now that the little one's in daycare. You know, so I was basically the bridge. My wife went back to work last month in the beginning of the month. So that's when I took my leave because we had daycare set up for July and thereafter. So that's hence the time that I decided to take off just to kind of bridge the gap. But so I'm just kind of, you know, now with the new little one, I have to make sure everything. So my wife's going to probably stay with her folks just for a couple of days while I kind of do some traveling. I may actually go to our Denver office, which is our other operations office, that I've actually never gone to that office. And there's a lot of people that I need to kind of build relationships with because that's how I am able to get exceptions is that, you know, take them out for drinks, hang out with them, talk to them. They're like, okay, we'll hook you up on some deals. I'm like, great. That's why I'm here, trying to bribe you guys.
Great. Yeah, no, well, when you come out, we're going to do the same to you. You already know that, though.
I think it's a mutual celebration. I think there's a lot to be happy about. So I'm really bullish and, like, you know, just especially for the second half, especially with this kind of month. I mean, I think there's a lot of, this is going to be great to see where things go. I mean, your guys' pipeline is doing great. Marketing's good. Leads are great. You know, it's, things starting to hit a nice note.
Yeah, I mean, I want to make last month's number the norm for our regular months, and then I think the standout months for the working capital industry since I've been here for the past year, it's been June was great this year. It was pretty good last year, and then we
Yep.
knocked it out of the park in September, and then December has traditionally, I think, been our biggest month. So
Yep.
let's do 10
Yep.
million plus in December and September, and keep the numbers up through remaining months.
No, that's exactly it. June, September, December, and January too, I think, is actually one of our better months too. January and December are both equally good, I think. Just it depends. But
Wow.
yeah. Not too
Good to know.
bad.
Good to know. Well, I'm going to be asking you for an exception here, which is why I've been
Of
trying to
course.
track you down.
Sure, yeah. Tackle 24 hours. What's happening?
It's for a deal that we were having issues with last month. It's a previous on-deck customer from a few months ago, and we had submitted them a few months ago, but we were within that 90-day period where it still belonged to their ISO broker. So we were patient and we waited until like literally that 90-day period was up, and we submitted for a payoff for this customer. The name of the deal is called Kitsap.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. I think I recall this one. Like, I think right when I went on leave, I think that was like the next day. I remember you talked to me about this one. Okay, hold on. I do recall. So when I was having meetings with Brian and Jade about like just catching up on kind of the pipeline and where things are and et cetera, I think Brian had mentioned this one. Okay, so I did get some of the debrief here. All right. So I recall there was a balance. It was higher. We got an exception to go for more. Think we, hold on, what was the story? We got, let me pull this up here. I think we got, like, it initially was approved for like 130 or 140, then we got it bumped to 160. Is that right? Let me then follow up on this here.
And then basically I asked three different ways if we could get any more and was denied.
Yeah, I know this. It's obviously this is the one that the balance came out higher. It's always obviously tricky because whenever they are underwriters see that there's a deal that yeah, so like especially like payoffs and stuff, always like CC us with that stuff coming in because sometimes especially if they see that we see a higher not surprisingly if someone pays down their balance to kind of refi to be able to get one of our loans, a lot of times we have a higher uptick in defaults. So when underwriters see those kind of deals, they're a little less. They're a little more skeptical. I think this guy did stack on us too, so that was kind of the second. Let me pull up the notes because I know this guy had, I think, one or two loans prior with us. So I think, yeah, I was looking at this one a little bit this morning. Bear with me for a minute here.
No problem.
Get that. Okay, here we are. Two opportunities. One. Okay. Applying for renewal. Study looking for explained stacking, this and that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I think so that was part of I think the skepticism before is that he did already stack once before. And then so I think they were a little more reticent to go with it. So as of now, I think their balance was how much? As our high as a there's a lot of
Eighty-six
paperwork on
K
their
at
end,
quarter
but
spot currently, and a 2K balance at Winset right now. Those are the only two.
88. Okay. So and he does he and he wants to get more he, and he's not willing to pay down to get it down to 80. Was that correct?
Yeah, I just think that he would love to make the amount he needs to pay down his loans as minimal as possible. Now, I want to bring up 2 points before we get too much further here. As part of
Sure.
this deal, Brian brought up something to me that I don't really think I had realized before. OnDeck only uses one bank statement as part of their analysis. They won't look at a second one.
That well, yes, yeah, so we'd only be able to approve based on the volume of one, so that is correct.
Okay, yeah, so I think that's one of the things that is limiting this deal on our end, and one point that we've been trying to, bring up is that he does have a second bank account that makes 40K into the account month after month. So if you were able to, which you're not, unfortunately, but if you were able to,
From a
put those two
subjective
accounts,
case. kind of
thing. Yeah, for a subjective case, like, they really are on track to make a lot more money than what the one bank account is saying. Furthermore, we do have the June bank statements.
How is the quality of June? Because that could help us if it is better than May.
Well, Ruben, you remember Ruben.
Of course,
he was reluctant to send it over because while the revenue is up to 140K, their ending balance is around 6K. And so he just wasn't sure as to how OnDeck would view it. And, like, his biggest fear is, like, just some little thing like that, maybe decreasing the amount, you know, or something like that, you know.
Fair.
He wants to make sure that if he does send it over, there's likely that they will be able to, maybe OnDeck will be able to get up to 170K or 180, and we won't even have to deal with the customer paying down anything. No, he also wanted to just bring up the point that, you know, on this deal, this customer has been our customer for a long time. He knows the working capital game extremely well, so he has other offers on the table, but hopes to be able to work with us. So what we've done is cut our points to 5 in the hopes that, you know, we give him better pricing and retain him. So I just kind of was wondering, with all this information given, what would be your suggested course of action to potentially get us, you know, get this deal across the line?
If you can send me, just to me, not to our operations email, just send it to me, and I can see, because for us it's more about average bank balance than ending balance. We more heavily weight that in our credit model than we do ending. So ending balance is still not bad. You know, if it was like 1,000 or 2,000, you know, it'd be a bigger story. But if its average balance is higher, then actually it might help. Now, I would say I just want to, like, take a look at the bank. I won't submit it, but I can just kind of see what the best angle would be from there. So if you wanted to just submit, just send it to me and me only, and me and Jade only, I can take a look and kind of see what the best angle is, and then I can probably hedge my bets and try to get more. And if I can't get more, and we know we're kind of stuck at 160, then I'll just say, okay, let's rerun it with this bank and try to get a fresh approval, since we already know that's, you know, 160 is going to be, you know, the max we'll get there, kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. And like, our main thing here is, like, you know, if there's potential that our approval could worsen in any way, then we may want to just try and stick with what we got. So that's why we bring it up. I don't know if with the underwriter, if it ever has any pull or not, or just, but like the fact that we are limiting points to 5, if that maybe would, you know, have him turn around on it. Either way, I'm going to call Ruben on this right now and kind of relay what you've told to me, have him send me over the bank statements, and then I'll just keep you in the loop on this one and make sure that, you know, we do everything we can to try and get this one across the finish line.
Yeah, I would say just send me the June statement and just tell Ruben too. I mean, just basically, I'm just going to review it to see what my best angle of approach is. And so, incidentally, actually, this approval is actually going to be only active for 2 days anyway, so we may need to rerun either way. So it actually may, you know, we could actually play both of it. I can try to just see what we can do from a right now standpoint with what we have, and then if June is better, I can run the calculation and kind of give my best estimate as to, you know, what. If it may get better, worse, it'll probably, I mean, at the end of the day, I think I could always, let me just double check. I would probably be able to get the same approval, you know, either way. You know, I think worst case scenario, I'd be like, hey, if we got we already get 160, banks got better, you know, at least higher deposits, and if the average is whatever, I can still at least keep it flat, and, you know, just, you know, so I can try to go it that way.
All right, awesome. Well, I don't want to take too much more of your time. I appreciate all the time you took on this one. I'm going to get to Ruben now on this deal, and you'll have the bank statement shortly.
Cool, man. Sounds good.
All right, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person soon, dude.
I know, a long time coming, and this time, you know, I did promise, I said I was trying to come in the summertime, right? I missed you in February, but I had my eyes on, you know, coming to you guys in the summer. It just worked out that we did $2 million right before that, so even it gave me the reason to come by, so...
Remind me, though, what dates were you thinking again?
Next Monday through Wednesday.
Yeah, that would work best. If it's later July, I'm going to be out and about often around then and taking days off. But if it's next Monday or even the following, yeah, I'll be around and looking forward to seeing you.
Hell yeah, man. But, yeah, we'll talk before, you know, I fly out down anyway. But, yeah, that's the plan. And, so send me June in the meantime. We'll keep that in the back pocket, and we'll figure out the next step from there.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it, man.
All right, bye.
Later.